All right, so today we're diving deep into something pretty cool. We're talking durability standards, specifically for industrial panel monitors.
Yeah, these aren't your everyday screens.
Right. I mean, think about it. We've got excerpts here from a document called, well, Durability Standards for Industrial Panel Monitors. Pretty straightforward. And it gets pretty wild when you start thinking about what these monitors have to put up with.
You got it.
Like you walk onto a factory floor, things are intense, right?
Yeah.
So how did these monitors actually survive?
Well, first off, you need to understand that the environments where they're used are pretty extreme.
Okay, so extreme temperatures, I see that mentioned a lot. But what does that really mean, like in real world terms?
We're talking scorching heat. Like imagine a monitor at a construction site in the middle of summer. It's baking under the sun, maybe even getting hit with direct heat from welding or other heavy duty processes.
Yeah, I can feel the heat already just thinking about it.
And then on the other end of the spectrum, you might have a monitor in a refrigerated warehouse running in sub-zero temperatures.
Wow, so it's got to be tough on both ends of the scale. I mean, how do they even test for that kind of temperature range?
It's pretty high tech, actually. They use special chambers where they can precisely control the temperature, and they put the monitor through its paces. They'll expose it to both high and low temperatures, sometimes for really long periods.
So it's not like just sticking it in the oven and the freezer?
No, not quite that simple. They might even cycle between the extremes, you know, to mimic those rapid temperature changes you might see in real world conditions. And it's not enough for the monitor to just turn on. They're looking for any sign of trouble. Like, does the screen flicker?
Yeah, that would be a problem.
Exactly. Or do any components fail? Does the performance change in any way? Because, you know, in an industrial setting, even a small error could have huge consequences.
Right. These things are controlling critical processes.
Yeah.
Okay, so temperature is one thing, but this document also mentions exposure to water and dust. I can see how that would be a problem, but what are we talking about?
So it varies depending on where the monitor is being used. Let's say you've got a monitor in a food processing plant, right?
Okay. Yeah.
It might need to handle high-pressure washdowns with pretty strong cleaning agents. So you need a very high level of water resistance in that situation.
So it's not just a little splash of water?
Definitely not. But then you might have a monitor in, say, a sawmill, where the main concern is sawdust and airborne particles.
So different levels of protection needed for different scenarios.
Makes sense, right?
Totally.
Right.
Okay, so we've got these monitors, they got to withstand extreme temperatures, water, dust, all this crazy stuff. But how do manufacturers actually prove that they can handle it all?
Good question. That's where those IP ratings come into play.
Yes, IP ratings. I've seen those, but never really understood what they meant.
They're actually pretty simple once you break them down.
Okay, enlighten me.
So IP stands for ingress protection, and those ratings tell you how well a device is protected against things like dust and water. You know those two-digit codes like IP65 or IP68?
Yeah, I've seen those.
So the first digit tells you about the dust protection. A zero means there's no protection at all.
Gotcha.
And a six means it's totally dust tight. The second digit is all about water resistance, and it goes from zero for no protection up to eight for continuous submersion.
So the higher the number, the better the protection.
Okay.
Got it. But what about impact resistance? I mean, we're talking about factories here. Things get bumped and jostled around.
Oh, absolutely. Impact resistance is key.
I mean, I can just imagine, like a forklift accidentally bumping into a control panel or a tool falling near the monitor.
Exactly. That kind of stuff happens all the time, so they do all sorts of tests. They have drop tests, impact tests, using heavy pendulums, the works. They want to make sure that screen isn't cracking, the housing stays intact, and the insides are protected.
That's fascinating. It's amazing what they put these monitors through. But I'm curious, are there any trade-offs when you're trying to make a monitor super durable? Like if you focus on making it really water resistant, does that mean it might be weaker against impacts or vice versa?
That's a really great question. And honestly, that's where it gets really interesting. You can't always have the best of everything when it comes to durability.
Uh-huh.
It's all about finding the right balance.
Okay. Yeah, I can see that.
For example, a thicker, more robust enclosure might be great for impact resistance, but then it might make the monitor less resistant to extreme heat because it can't dissipate heat as effectively.
So it's like a puzzle.
Yeah, it is. The engineers have to figure out which durability features are the most important based on where the monitor is going to be used and prioritize accordingly.
Makes sense. It makes me wonder, with all the new technology coming out, especially in industrial settings, what kind of new challenges are there going to be for these monitors?
That's a great point.
Yeah.
Think about it. We've got smart factories popping up everywhere, more and more robots.
Right. It's a whole new world.
Exactly. So maybe we'll need monitors that aren't just physically tough, mm-hmm. but can also handle things like electromagnetic interference.
Oh, that's a good one.
Or even cyber attacks. And then you've got things like space exploration or deep sea environments. Those are whole other ball games with totally unique durability challenges.
It's incredible to think about. Well, it sounds like we've learned a lot today. It's clear that these industrial panel monitors are way more than just screens. They're built to last and survive some pretty intense conditions. And as technology keeps developing, who knows what kind of crazy durable monitors we'll see in the future.
It's going to be interesting to see what they come up with.
All right. Well, that wraps up our deep dive for today. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for having me.